I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Ever since Windham County Sheriff Keith Clark announced that he had plans to build a $23 million detention center in Bellows Falls, the public has clamored for more information. Now a local attorney is asking that Clark release an engineering report on the building where the detention center might be built. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Westminster attorney Ellen Kreitmeyer filed a public records request last week. She asked Clark to provide her with the engineering analysis of the former Kemco building, a vacant 57,000-foot facility on the south end of Bellows Falls. Clark wants to build the Liberty Mill Justice Center to house federal and state detainees who are awaiting trial, as well as former prisoners who are in transition to permanent housing. In Kreitmeyer's public records request, she says the town of Rockingham refused to turn the report over to her when it was requested. Sheriff Clark says the report has not yet been finished, although he says Rockingham Development Director Francis Dutch Walsh received a copy.
The draft should not have been sent out. It was a work product within their office. I don't know why it was forwarded. For some reason, it was forwarded to Dutch or the town. I don't know who it was forwarded to. And then it was sent to me.
Clark's project has already received letters of support from all three members of Vermont's congressional delegation and from former Department of Corrections Commissioner Andrew Polito. The officials say the center is an innovative proposal that will bring many functions of the justice system under one roof, including transitional housing and specialized services for offenders. The engineering report will give Clark a clear idea of whether the Bellows Falls building can support the project. Clark says he did receive the public records request, and he says he will likely release the final report when it's available.
My concern is we paid almost $13,000 for this report to do my due diligence on this building. If I decide not to utilize the building for whatever reason and this report is public, someone else could use the report for their own benefit on that building without having to reimburse me for that cost. But I've spent the money. The public wants to know. I'll probably end up just putting it on my webpage and sending those people to make requests.
Clark is also waiting to hear if the project will receive support through a $250,000 USDA grant. The town of Rockingham will hold a non-binding vote on the project on town meeting day. The building is zoned for public use, and Clark could move ahead without local approval of the project. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.